Blackstone presents Thrumpamoto by James Clavell, illustrated by George Sharp. This book is read by Raphael Corkill. He walked out of the rambling house with a little girl in his arms and settled her in her chair that was in the shade of the great jacaranda tree. "There you are, love. Bye for now." "Bye, Dad. Are you mustering again today?" "No, darling. Today, old Charlie's overseeing the sheep," he said, smiling down at her, loving her, the early morning sun hot and the shade sweet. Beyond and all around, the land was flat, vast, the edge of the Australian outback, scrubland, good for sheep, but not so good for cattle. "I'm going over to the north section. Some of the cattle have been straying. I'll be back by tea time. You all right now?"
"Oh, yes,"
she said, though she didn't want him to leave. It was lonely with no one to play with. Dad gone all day and Mum always working.
"You're sure you'll be home for tea?"
"Too right," he said, with a laugh she loved so much. "Today, we've your favourite kippers all the way from England, just like Grandad used to have. Mum went to the store especially, and she'll bake a loaf for hot buttered toast. Bye, little girl."
"Good-o."
She felt the roughness of his skin as he kissed her and smelled his grand, warm man smell. Then he tousled her hair and walked away, tall and strong, his old jeans and shirt and battered old hat sweat-stained. She craned around in her chair to watch him get into the jeep, her tears very near.
"No,"
she muttered to herself, "no tears. And think good thoughts, like Dad says." She waved to him bravely, but he was already through the big wooden gates that ran between their house and paddocks and sheep and cattle pens. Their house was single-story, low and rambling with outhouses, barns and lean-tos, the roof part tiled and part corrugated iron that made a noise like thunder during the wet. Near the house were a few flower beds, but here, there was little time to tend flowers. "I wish I could do that for Mum," she thought. "Kippers? Well, they're not really my favourite, but Dad loves them so much, just like Grandad did, so I don't mind. Spaghetti's really my favourite," she said out loud. She settled back in her chair and began to wait. Now, she could hear her mother in the kitchen, cleaning the pots and pans from breakfast, singing as she worked.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?